Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Was on a sweet Thursday.
All right, 100 points to the person who identifies this voice the soonest. Yep, that's right, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Who is this? Crank this puppy up, James, would you please?
Making it a sweet Thursday.
I love the instrumentation to songs like this. I was what they called an M.O.R. jock. I did all kinds of music when I was playing music back in the 60s and 70s. But the M.O.R. stuff is what I liked the most. And it was on a station that I actually became the talk host on this station. But I played music first. And this was the kind of mellow music that we played. I guess I would be considered. Yeah, it's great stuff. Yeah. All right. How many? Well, James knows because he found the song. You know who it is, Jay?
I do not.
No, huh? All right, one more chance. Crank this puppy up, will you please, James?
Strangers.
Uh-huh.
We aren't strangers.
His initials are JV, as in junior varsity.
However, Johnny Valentine?
Not his name. No. Who's Johnny Valentine?
I don't know, but it sounds good, right?
That's a great radio name, isn't it? Kind of like there's a new guy working in one of the southern markets. I think I teased you about him yesterday. His name is Adam Baum. Some of you, there's still creativity left in radio and little things like that. Because back in the 60s and the 70s when people were so, and even the 50s, the jocks, the stars, the musical stars, the musicians were part of the certainly world of stars, but the jocks themselves were, they were so creative, so clever, and so much fun to listen to as opposed to most of the junk that's on most of the stations today, which is just time and temperature and, you know, some silly plug. So I got to hand it to this guy. His real name isn't Adam Baum. But he used that kind of like I worked with a guy in Boston whose name on the air was Justin Case. And his job was
that's
to be
a popular one that a lot of people go with, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. This is the fill-in guy who would do any shift. He was there, Justin Case. Somebody was, you know, I'd have to explain it. All right. So that was Jerry Vail. Right, James? Jerry Vail. So that's how we start this hour.
This version was actually Johnny Mathis.
Oh, Johnny Mathis. Oh, right, yeah. That's right, too. Wow. I screwed that one up. Johnny Mathis and Jerry Vail very much the same.
I was kind of curious because he said JV, and I was looking at the artist, and I was like,
JM.
JM, there you go.
Johnny Mathis. Both, they were the equivalent of each other. Jerry Vail has passed on, though, and Johnny Mathis is still around. I think he's 91, 92 or something now. And he still sings. He still goes out and performs. I was on a train. I took a plane ride with him. We sat next to each other. We went up to Medford, Oregon. I was going to see a network and a radio station, and he was going to play in a golf tournament. And we yacked him. You know, he's a very, very sweet, very nice guy. And certainly has that voice of velvet, if you will. So there we are, celebrating Thursday here on Good Day. We have the countdown going to the beginning of fall, right? Fall is just around the corner. Fall is...
Saturday, I believe?
No.
No?
It's, well, the switchover, what's today? Today's Thursday. The flip-over is tomorrow afternoon. It's like 20 hours from now in real time. And then the first full day is Saturday. Yes, so you have that. Yeah, correct, I believe. But I'm subject, my information is subject to being corrected, just like Jerry Vale and Jerry Mathis. Johnny Mathis. So there. All right. So let's dwell today. Let's agree, all of us, that we will dwell on the beauty of our lives. Let's just kind of take it easy. I got to send you a picture of me in a hot air balloon that was taken last night. Our development did its groundbreaking, and we had a celebration. One of the things that was there was a hot air balloon.
Oh, and fun.
It was fun. It was kind of silly.
Was this your first time in one, or have you been in one?
No, I've been in them before. I took a ride in one and thought I was going to end up in the middle of the drink. And this was a long time ago. We actually had, as a stunt, when I was working on the station I was just talking about, we had a hot air balloon land in the cow pasture at the farm, and it was the most hysterical thing to see once it landed and the air went out of the balloon, because that's what they just shut the gas off and the thing goes down. The cows were all around. They were the funniest. I wish I could find some. I never took any video, but I have some pictures someplace of the cows just being there. Very curious. And that's part of life, seeing and experiencing new things. Imagine yourself. There were a lot of people who were there last night who didn't want to go up, even though it only went up 100 feet or so. They didn't want to go up in it because they were afraid and fear-based thinking. So I just said okay to a bunch of my friends that were there. Come on, let's go. And I actually went up a couple of times. It was a good experience, as many of life's first times or things that seem to be, dangerous is the right word, but different. Do different things. See yourself being different. Run with a different crowd a little bit. Sometimes that's helpful and good. So that's maybe today's lesson to highlight, among many other things. Yesterday I told you the story about the fellow that got killed, literally got killed at the Patriots game on Sunday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So thinking about this, I have never been a fan, but this kind of stuff turns me off more and more to the game of football. I don't like football because of what happens to people, even though they say, well, they've got new helmets and they're protecting their neck and all that stuff. As far as I'm concerned, that's bourgeois. It's just trying to appease certain members of the public. So I guess I'm trying to figure out what it is. What is the appeal of football? And again, you're going to respond. We'll post a question on our social media. The handle for every one of them is at Good Day Network, so you can leave us a, I'd actually rather hear from people who listen to their voice. 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. The NFL is back. There's a game every night of the week. You turn on the television set and there's on some channel.
Thursdays, Sundays, and Mondays.
Well, I think there are more than that, aren't there? I think there's a game.
For the NFL?
Yeah. I'm not mistaken. Well,
then you have college football on Saturdays.
Yeah, it's football anyway, all over the place. So this guy Dale Mooney was at Gillette Stadium down in Foxborough, Massachusetts, to enjoy an NFL game. He had season tickets, and this happened to be Miami versus New England. This guy is or was father of two, 53 years old. He got into an altercation with someone, and as it played out, you can see on the cell phone videos, this guy sort of accosts him, and then they wrestle, and then he gets punched in the head by this Dolphins fan. I don't understand. The problem that I have with all this is that no charges have been filed against the guy that basically killed this other guy.
Even at a minimum of assault charges or something. Well, unless the guy who died by the heart attack started it all, I don't know.
It isn't clear the precise way that there's a bunch of different camera angles and a bunch of different
stories. The videos start once the situation is already intensified.
Already started,
yeah,
yes.
So you can see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in this circumstance, the details of how it gets started, especially if they're going to prosecute this guy for murder or manslaughter or whatever it is, I think, it's at the least involuntary manslaughter, second degree murder, and if he's convicted, throw away the key. Get, This is not something that has any place.
And why is watching a sporting event? I get it gets heated when it's your team and emotions can get involved, but why does it have to escalate to such a level? And
what makes you?
Because alcohol is involved and inhibitions go down. And
I remember
that
taking
lizard
my
brain kicks in.
My son and my father were very close. My son was much closer to my father than I was. And they loved going. The thing that tied them together, amongst other things, was sports. I've never been a big sports fan, as anybody who listens to this program knows. But I would take my father and my son to a baseball game or to a football game. So I remember once going to the Patriots for a game, and we were sitting in good seats. And this a-hole behind us, not only was he noisy, he was smoking pot and he was drinking beer. And he spilled a whole cup of beer on my father, and I was just ripping at this guy who didn't see the error of his ways. He didn't even apologize. I thought my son was going to get into it with him. But you can see how with all of the beer and whatever else goes on, that there is, there's brawls and people because of alcohol more than anything else. Yeah, I can see that there are some people who are diehard fans, but is this something you're going to kill somebody over? What is the matter with you? The fights, this is only one thing of many. You can say, well, there are plenty of games all the time and not fights like this. One fight like this is too many. It isn't acceptable. This is supposed to be a civilized society. So how do you...
And it is, to an extent, but there are members of the society that give the rest a bad name. Look at how many people get shot and killed in road rage accidents because someone cut somebody off, or somebody cut somebody off and then somebody responded by flipping them off, or somebody is trimming the trees on the property line.
That's right.
Somebody knocks on the wrong door. Somebody pulls in to turn around in the wrong driveway. Somebody wants a parking spot. It's absurd.
Yep. Right. So a lot of the social media posts on these fights, you see them all the time, the drunken rages and stuff. It's just abject tragedy, unnecessary and unacceptable, frankly. So you, who are football fans, think about that in a bit, if you will. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10, plus two times O-Rewards points. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
These things have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health care provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, hearts, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I here going through, at this particular time in the hour, some social media posts, a little bit of celebrity gossip that's trending. And certainly not that Oprah is ever a stranger to gossip or social media or coverage or whatever, because she's Oprah. She's there. It's Oprah. The big O. Anyway, so she has, didn't she, how many years ago was it she did the Weight Watchers thing? A couple, 3 years ago, or she was involved with Weight Watchers for,
I feel like she's been doing it for decades.
Has she been that long? Well, she's had a weight problem pretty much all of her adult life. And so now she is joining the conversation, but with a different focus on losing weight. So we'll talk about that and maybe what you should consider to be the right way to lose weight or the wrong way to lose weight. That's coming up.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
All right, so those of you who listen to me with regularity know that my suggested solution, even though I'm paid to say it, I would say the same thing about Calitrin because it works. A lot of success to it. And I send you to the weight loss, to their website, toploss.com. So Oprah's having this discussion, an open aired, an open-ended panel discussion about losing weight. And in it, there's a discussion about Ozempic, Ozempic. You know, you hear that on the radio and watch it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk a lot about these sort of things on the air here because I think we have way too much these kind of legitimate, quote-unquote, drugs. And Ken Kronhaus and I have, we are very close except when it comes to stuff like this. He thinks it's great. I think it's a horror show. People take a pill and they think that's all they need to do. And so in this discussion, Oprah and the people that are on the panel with her, a psychologist is on it, and some folks from Stanford University who are specialists in obesity, they all talk about this, you know, whatever is going on with your body, what works, how it affects your, whatever you're doing affects your brain versus it affects your body, and what's the latest, you know, there's a different, everybody, I was going to say scam, it's a different idea, different emotion every day of the week as to how to lose weight, because it's a big problem in America. People are way overweight. And so,
and it can be for so many issues, so many different reasons. It can be that somebody just overeats or an addiction to eating, an eating disorder. It can be a thyroid issue. It can also just be when you get up there in age, your metabolism slows down, weight gain is a little bit easier. It's a little bit more difficult to lose. Some people have tried a lot of different things. There are not only with Wegovy and Ozempic, but what's the one? There are different surgeries, there's liposuction, all of that stuff, which can all be dangerous and have side effects.
Sure can, surgery especially. So I don't know, there are a lot of different experiences here, and you can probably find it if you go online to just even Google Oprah and it'll come up.
Oprah feels like it's the easy, she says it's the easy way out for her. That's how she felt about it. And I could get that. We're somebody who's already done Weight Watchers and a lot of different effort.
Yeah. So anyway, that's at least a thought pattern from Oprah on weight loss. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, a gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do owners lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air, and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. Would you like to be held like that? I bet not. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. Would you handle an infant like that? I don't think so. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot to our fragile fur balls. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands, she'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Gently stroke your cat every day. Pick them up gradually. Lay them down softly. That's why so many cats freak out when people go to pick them up, because they know the end result may hurt. Handle them gently. They'll be your best friend. Remember, they're just little guys. I'm Warren X.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. General Motors and Stellantis said they have laid off additional workers because of consequences related to the United Auto Workers strike. General Motors said in a statement yesterday that it had halted production at its assembly plant in Fairfax, Kansas, because of a shortage of critical stampings that would have been supplied by a factory in Wentzville, Missouri, where workers went on strike last week. About 2,000 workers are affected. Earlier yesterday, Stellantis said it was laying off about 370 employees at three parts factories in Ohio and Indiana immediately. This is due to storage constraints also related to the strike. The plants make parts for Jeep vehicles built at the automaker's Toledo Assembly Complex, where workers are also on strike. Another deadline is approaching tomorrow at noon Eastern. If demands are not met, more UAW members are expected to walk off the job. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thursday morning and the sun is early. Thursday morning and the trees are singing. Oh, I like this. Do I like this, Jay?
It's very slow.
Folksy. Isn't it folksy?
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of enthusiasm for this, but I kind of like it. All right.
I could be driving around with the windows down and just kind of like how you have your hand outside and like blowing your hand through the wind.
Yeah, this is pleasant. Put it that way. Thursday, September 21st, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We are literally two-thirds of the way through the month. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. That would be insurance for your motorcycle, your boats, your RVs. You want protection on the roads, on the water, wherever you are. See how much you can save. It's good to have protection, right? Get it. 800-PROGRESSIVE and or at progressive.com. Okay, so what do we have here? We have a visitation going on this week from Mr. Zelensky. He's the president of Ukraine. Who doesn't know that? Anybody who doesn't know that, raise your hand if you don't know who I'm talking about, Zelensky. He's in Washington. Again, he was at the UN. He's been up and down between Washington and the UN the last couple of days. So he's going to end his visit by a visit to see President Biden again, and then he's going to go meet with some Republicans for lunch, because the Republicans, a lot of them are not sold, and I guess I get this, frankly. I don't know that I'm so sold on it either, because we don't know where the money's going. We don't know where a lot of the stuff that we provided to the Ukrainians has ended up.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this has been going on for 19 months. Right? It's not like this was, it just shows you how bad the Russian forces are, I guess, and how bad Russian leadership is. But the other side of it is the Russians feel some, they feel a victory because they've been draining our coffers. It's us. We're paying the bill. The Europeans are not all that worked up. They help, but they're not throwing money at this the way we are. And so he's been meeting with Biden and the military, folks at the Pentagon, going over to talk with the Republicans and the Democrats. So how much are we going to continue to give?
It's not like there's going to be a truce or anything. It's not like Putin's just going to be like, okay, never mind, I'll stop. Putin's not going to stop until he has Ukraine, or Ukraine is no longer fully on the defensive, just trying to protect themselves, but starts invading Russia, and then what?
Yeah. Then we're at war with Russia because we're paying for that. Nah, this is not, excuse me, there's nothing good about this at all. We don't want the Russians to win, but we don't want to be suckers. And at the moment, I think we are suckers. I know that Biden has said that he is strongly with Ukraine, and he's urged, when he went to the UN the other day, met with a lot of world leaders, and said we ought to stand strong with our friends in Ukraine. Here we go again with Trump being the issue. I don't know. Trump's just taking a shot at Biden. There's no value to his. I find there's very little value to much of anything that Trump says. But in this circumstance, these people are asking the right questions. And it doesn't. Why should the source be? See, that's it. The source of the questions or the comments are always the thing that makes more sense, or to some people, it rallies them around more than the issue itself. What is Donald Trump? That's kind of like, what would Jesus do? Right? It's always that some, what would Jesus do? Okay, well, what would Jesus do in this case? Would he support Zelensky? Or would he not support Zelensky? Being the humanist that he was, he probably would try to stop the war. We're not trying to stop the war. We're fighting the war. It's good for business. And that's another one of these things. It's a thinly veiled secret. How many of the people contributing to the war machine are American companies, and how much behind the scenes are they advocating? We got to give them more money so that we can sell them more planes and tanks and bombs and stuff like that, which is, so what do we get? They get a lot out of it. Good for the military-industrial complex stocks. So if you got them in your portfolio, you're probably happy about all of this. But other than that, I don't see that this is going to end well for us. I'm talking about the United States and where we are monetarily. I just don't see it. We're way too generous. And I think that that's part of being an American. It's part of what makes us great is our practice of generosity, because it's good energy, right? Wherever there's help needed, we are usually the first place that governments in trouble go. They call us. We got a problem. Can you help us? No matter whether it's this kind of thing or whether it's a natural disaster. But you know that. Everywhere around the world, wherever there's a problem, the first phone call goes to the United States. What can you do? Please help us. Because we have that abundance. Not only we have abundance in terms of dollars and that sort of thing, but we have an abundance of heart, and we practice generosity, and we give energy and money to a cause or to some of the people who are in need. We do that because that's us. That's who we are. But we can go too far. There are people all over the world that need our help, not just the Ukrainians. There are people in your, let's bring this back to you and what it is that you do to help people. You've heard, my mantra is we're all here to help. So how do you choose to help? I'm not choosing to help the Ukrainians. That's my tax money and your tax money, but I don't know. I don't like Putin, and I think the best way to end this is to put a bullet in his head, but nobody seems to have the balsam to do that. So here we go. We play this game, and it costs us billions of dollars, and at the end of the day, what are we going to have to show for it? And where's the practical side to all of this, right? So the Russians, and again, the practical side is to get rid of Putin. And you go, oh, who's going to be behind him? It doesn't make any difference at this point. It really does. We say that about Kim Jong-il. You say it about every place where there's a bad leader. Well, the person that comes behind him might be even worse. Well, okay. So maybe you handle the situation with the person that comes up behind him the same way you handle it, getting rid of it. You just, you know, I mean, here I am advocating the overthrow of a government, which is kind of what I'm doing. Yeah, Putin is no good. Get rid of him.
Well,
it's like Saddam Hussein.
That's any other country that's not involved in this really kind of can't, because wouldn't that would just kind of really push World War III into the mix.
Yeah, I suppose. Is that what I'm advocating here? I don't know. That's what I'm advocating. I'm just advocating.
No, no. You're not like, come on, guys, World War III, let's
no.
do it.
Yeah, right. Hey, boys and girls, let's have another war.
Woo!
I'm ready for that. Nope.
No, thank you.
Nope. Okay. So here's today's page from the NASA website. You ready? I know people said, hey, what is there? What's Stefan got with it? There's no stock in NASA, so why does he talk about it all the time? Because there's lots of interesting, compelling things to talk about, including latest projection as to how the United States would deal with an asteroid the size of the Empire State Building that, according to them, could hurt the could hit the Earth. Yeah, they hurt it too, in 159 years from now. Now, how the heck do they come up with this? Right? I don't even understand. You know, they're watching all of this massive. I think I explained yesterday how this happens, right? Didn't it? Was that yesterday, Jay? I talked about how.
Yesterday or the day before. Mm-hmm.
Right. When the sun's. I was talking about the heat of the sun, and you can't look at it, and I got off onto a tangent about what happens.
They're all in the
suns.
Same orbit, and it's just how far away they are of how many years pass before it actually passes us. And it's not just one round, like, perfect circle. It's these oblong oval kind of situations. And they don't change direction, but it, like, if you've ever seen, there's this video it's generated by AI, I believe, but it's a video of the sun and Earth and one of the other planets, one at a time. And it's almost like a centigraph where the way they rotate and revolve around the Earth, and it makes these lines, and they just make these beautiful, beautiful pictures.
Fabulous. It's so, our universe is so beautiful. It really is. It's the color of the world. The colorations, what was it? Again, I think yesterday, the day before, we were talking about the, was it the Aurora Borealis, Northern Lights, whatever it is. Somebody had taken a flight and they got pictures off the side of the plane of these green lights and how beautiful that is. And this is the same sort of thing. Would it be beautiful if some big asteroid the size of the Empire State Building crashed into the Earth? No, probably not good. I think I'll go out on a limb. This particular asteroid was discovered in 1999 by NASA, and they've just been following it. How in the name of heaven? Well, I guess they got some new information because of the Webb telescope, because that's scanning the whole universe, kind of, in a manner of speaking, well, at least part of it. So they say this thing is traveling at 28,000 miles an hour, and it would crash into the Earth at about that. Well, the speed would be reduced because of the atmosphere and that sort of thing. But they're also trying to figure out, it's like out of a movie. Okay, by this time, 159 years from now, we should have lots of interesting space capsules and be able to do space travel. So we'll go find this thing and we'll put a parachute on it. That'll slow it down.
But how fascinating is this? Not only being able to tell, like, hey, in 159 years, this Empire State Building-sized asteroid could hit Earth. They can pinpoint to where it'll probably
September 24th, 2182, going into the Great Salt Lake. That's what NASA says is going to happen.
Utah, yep.
Yeah. So how the heck is that? This is pretty amazing stuff. And are we going to go to sleep tonight and not sleep because we're worried about what's going to happen?
In 159 years from now?
Yeah.
No, I think I'm going to be okay sleeping tonight.
Yeah. Well, so we've had some other close encounters. I love that whole, to remember Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that great movie. Mm-hmm. Richard Dreyfuss was in it, and Melanie Dixon, and wasn't Drew Barrymore in that, or she was in E.T.? Which one was she in?
E.T., she was in E.T.
E.T. Anyway, so they still say that this particular asteroid has a slim shot of eventually hitting the Earth, but they're trying to make, you know, take precautions of it. We've had some close encounters in the last few years, but that's, you know, some of these things use the information that they're getting, used to figure out more about how our solar system was created, what, 4 or 5 billion years ago. And it's just, I mean, I find this stuff, it's just fascinating. Much more fascinating than talking about the Republicans fighting with the Democrats. At least, hopefully you'll find it to be somewhat that way. At 48 after here on Good Day.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your healthcare provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine minus the alcohol, sugar, and calories.
The improvements that Vinia has made to my life have been tremendous. There was no better test for me that it was working than when I had to go off of it. Everything just fell back in. The fog, the falling asleep in the afternoon, that's why I know it works, is because I went without it for a few days and hello, my old self again.
In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. OrderVinia.com. Vinia. Better blood flow. Better life.
O'Reilly. Do you need new wiper blades but aren't sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you the best options for your specific vehicle and even install your new wipers for free. And right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour now on the Thursday. Do you believe it's Thursday already? The Thursday Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, Food, Farm, and Family Time. So let's see what the recall of the day is today. Jay Bird, Kraft is recalling American cheese because it's neither American nor is it cheese. But that's not why they're recalling it. 84,000 slices are wrapped, and potentially they are wrapped in such a way you could choke on it. Because what? Huh? What? The recall comes as a precaution, so says Kraft. There's an issue that developed on one of their wrapping machines, making it possible that a thin strip of the film that wraps it up would be inside the slice. So yeah. You take the wrapper off and there's still a wrapper there. Uh-oh.
One may not notice.
Choking.
And that causes issues. And especially a lot of children eat this.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I say it's not American nor is it cheese because it isn't made in America and it comes from whey. They're now getting the whey from China, but it used to be that they got the whey from Russia. Leftover products of what they are doing to make cheese, they put it in these big 90-pound plastic bags, and they put it on a ship, and they send it over here. It's probably about as gross as that gluck they put in the hot dogs. Remember that truck that overturned a month or so ago, and it was all, it had 90,000 pounds
of
goo.
Stuff that came out.
It was goo. And it was the stuff that they put into a hot dog. Okay, so it's probably enough said about that. Here's the, this yesterday is a sort of a follow-up to that story, McDonald's, the lady suing McDonald's because of the hot coffee in San Francisco. So this is something, however, that's acknowledged by this food truck in Ann Arbor. The chicken that they serve is so hot. How hot is it? It's so hot that the people who buy it and want to eat it have to sign a waiver before they'll give you...
chicken. They want their especially hot one. Yeah.
Yeah. Call it
they don't
blazing
want to be sued.
Coop. Yeah. No, I don't blame them. But why would you put yourself in that danger? I know some people. I don't think. Do you like real hot stuff?
I do. I like hot things. I used to be able to handle much hotter, but yeah. I still like hot.
Ooh, I don't like what it does to my taste buds. Anyway, So they have menu items on this food truck like chicken tender baskets and Nashville grilled cheese and blazing hot tacos and Nashville hot chicken and also the fries. You wonder if they taste like if they're hot as well. Why are people going so crazy over hot chicken? And acknowledging that, okay, you want to have some of this stuff? It's you reap the rewards. You like peppers and all that stuff? Mm-hmm. Sign a waiver.
Well, they have six spice levels, and the hottest one contains Carolina Reaper peppers. The hottest one of the hottest in the world, and that's what a lot of like those one chip challenges contain the Carolina Reaper peppers and those ones. It can, and I think that if you have certain health issues.
Stay away.
Something significantly spicy can definitely induce them.
You lived in Nashville. Was this truck around? Did you ever go see this truck?
No, this is in Michigan. This one's in Michigan.
Oh, I think Nashville.
Nashville Hot Chicken is the name. Yeah.
I was thinking that it was in Nashville because of that. All right. Well, anyway, there's a word to the wise that ought to be sufficient. Let's hope. All right. Here's something from, speaking of chicken, from Chick-fil-A. Story of a Chick-fil-A employee down in Georgia who helped save the life of a child choking on the sandwich or the whatever it was they ordered. And so this lady, the mother is Lilana Leahy, there with her daughter Thea, shopping. They started to stop and get a little snack, and they went into the Chick-fil-A, and the daughter started crying. I guess it was a drive-in. Isn't mostly the Chick-fil-A stuff is you drive in and get your sandwich, right? You don't go inside.
I don't know. I think it's a restaurant. I think most people use the drive-through, but I think you can go in and eat.
Yeah. Anyway, so they got a chicken sandwich, and the kid started choking. So this Chick-fil-A employee drops everything and runs out to them and starts performing the Heimlich on the daughter. And I guess after he did it a couple of times, she coughed up whatever it was. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a piece of chicken? Or was it something else?
I'd assume it's a piece of chicken. But more and more people should know the Heimlich maneuver. This is something that you should have specialists come in for a session at schools and teach people. Teach this and remind people of it. Everybody should know the Heimlich.
Chew your food. Don't swallow. Just chew it. So don't talk with food in your mouth and chew your food. Right? Yum. Chick-fil-A, they have a good product and they have good employees.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.